Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your very confident host. I put it this way, bottom line is modest, think caps. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champ, and I was an award-winning writer, so I think I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know more, so give me a call on the toll-free if you want to drop your line. Drop a line, you can. 1-800-878-PLATUS. 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are 1 week away from the fraud that he is, Canelo Alvarez, of course, the 168-pound champion of a couple of sanctioning bodies, one being the World Boxing Council. Of course, people have different definitions of the World Boxing Council. Of course, there's the WBC, the World Boxing Council, the World of Bunko and Chicanery, the We Be Crooks, the We Be Canelo. I keep going. Bottom line is they're getting a good rap or a bad rap. We'll talk about that in depth maybe a little bit later. But tomorrow's show, the Sunday edition, we're going to go into depth on the WBC. I mean the depth. Bottom line is we were pulled off WBC TV. That's right. Myself and Sir Thomas Dillamuth, my Sunday guest, I asked him, does he think after the Oshaki Foster Robinson Canseco fight that there was some crooked judging involved? He said yes. And I said, if Mauricio doesn't do something, Mauricio Sulaiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, maybe it's time to replace him. And they were putting questions. And Tommy said yes to both. Well, bottom line is the WBC pulled us off their channel. So what can I say is that I'm going to let it rip tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. I'm really going to let it rip. So you are tuned to the longest 20 fight show in this Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, as I said, Canelo Alvarez in action a week from today, of course, against Edgar Berlanga. All you can do is hope that Berlanga pulls magic. Then he pulls off the upset of the upsets. It's sort of like a 5 or 6-1 fight. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's not supposed to win. Everybody says he doesn't have a chance, but he's going in there and he'll be throwing. So the bottom line is, I guess as long as he's throwing, he does have a chance because Berlanga can't punch. Of course, Puerto Rico versus Mexico, that's the advertising bite for this fight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that?
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The song is called This Time It's True. Guess what? Everything in the station is going wrong. I mean, my computer just died in front of me. The only thing that's working is this microphone. The clock on the wall is not working anymore. Do you want me to keep going here? Daniel's in the other room. He's got sweat coming off his brow. He's freaking out. This night. Sweat coming under his arms. He looks like he's ran a marathon. I kid you not. But every computer in this place has gone crazy. And right now, the Twitch computer's off and all kinds of different stuff. I'm trying to refire it up. But the bottom line is we're going, you know, absolutely berserk. Of course, the Socrates-Palmer connection with the Boxes PhD, of course, coming to us in the from the East Coast. That ain't happening either. So I don't know what's happening. Bottom line is everything seems to be amiss. Of course, now let's talk about some of the boxing headlines now. Looks like the IBF has stepped up and got to give them some props here. Of course, they're going to talk about stripping Canelo. They stripped Canelo of the IBF 168-pound title because the bottom line is he really hasn't fought anybody in a long time. I mean, come on, man. I talked about this 3.5 years now. He was supposed to fight Benavidez, the number one contender. And the WBC, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, but they had to play some type of a role here in order to protect Canelo, because if they didn't, why didn't they put together this mega, mega, mega fight worth millions and millions and millions of dollars? Of course, I'm talking about purse bids. What I mean by purse bids is when a champion and a contender cannot come to an agreement, what they do is they go to a purse bids, and that means that promoters go out there and they say, well, I'm going to bid this much on the fight. Well, when you bid on the fight, 75% is going to the champion and 25% is going to the challenger. Okay, that's just the way purse bids go down. Okay, so in other words, if Canelo couldn't come to an agreement with Benavidez, or he didn't want to negotiate with Benavidez, the WBC should have stepped in and said, you know what, we're mandating this fight. He's the number one contender. They said it three or four different times. I mean, there's the audio of Mauricio saying, yes, he's the number one contender. He's going to have to defend the title against him. And then that sort of went silent. I mean, it's sort of like Canelo told Mauricio to shut the duck up. And, of course, the WBC president, being the canary that he is, I think he did shut the duck up. That's just what he did, because the bottom line is they never enforce anything. Imagine this. Why would Benavidez avoid a fight that's worth 1,000 times more to him than any other fight on the planet? Why would he not get a bus and go down to Canelo's house and embarrass him in front of his house, much like the then Cassius Clay did to Sonny Liston back in 1963 and 62. I mean, the bottom line is Benavidez needs to do something. He's sort of like the quiet victim. He's playing the quiet victim down there in Las Vegas, talking about fighting, training at 175 pounds, things like that. The bottom line is you were the number one guy for the number one guy, and you let it get away. And I can't understand it. In other words, if I was Benavidez, I would look into suing the WBC, but since they tell me you have to sue the WBC in Mexico, but Graciano Roccagini, he sued the WBC for $25 million. They took his title. Get this. He was a WBC light heavyweight champion, 175-pound champion. Roy Jones was the number one contender of the interim champion, something like that. They just stripped him. So he sued the WBC, and he won like $7 million. And then he got $24 million. I believe in punitive damages because Jose Suleiman went on the stand and acted like a pompous, you know what, he just did. I mean, that was a very bad performance, very unprofessional for the president of the World Boxing Council. But the bottom line is, tomorrow we'll get into depth on the WBC. I didn't want to go there, but Socrates Palmer was a little bit tardy, so I had to go there anyway. Sock, every computer in this place is broke. And now I don't have him. Get him on the phone. No, don't laugh. Don't get him on the phone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. I'm afraid to give out the toll-free. I'm afraid it won't work. Just get him on the phone, bro. Forget Skype. Just get him on the phone. 1-800-878-7529. I wonder if that phone's even working. Bottom line is, the computers are all down here. I'm sitting to myself, saying to myself, man, you know, you got up this morning to do Aaron Snow's show. You know Aaron Snow, the former trainer of Mike Tyson. He was the guy, of course, who was in Mike Tyson's corner when Mike had the meltdown in Tokyo, of course, you know, against Buster Douglas back in 1990. But the bottom line is, you know, he had me on his show this morning, so I got up early, like at 7:15 my time. I usually get up about 9 o'clock, but I got up at 7:15 my time to do his show, and somehow the audio wasn't going through. I was being muted on his end for some reason. I have no idea, but the bottom line is that's how today started out as far as radio and TV is concerned. So when the Aaron Snow show didn't go, I hung up, and then I said to myself, you know what, I just want to go back to sleep. I don't even think I want to go into the studio today. I said, why even go to the studio? But then again, I pulled a boner and didn't show up last Sunday. You know, it was last Sunday, it's the weekend off because it was a holiday. Labor Day, you know, so we're all union around here at the Sports Byline Network. Of course, the way my producers fell off his non-union stool in the other room. bottom line is, let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines because we're on the phone now, and go back to Socrates Palmer. Sock, are you jinxing me on your end somehow, or what's up?
Am I jinxing?
Yeah, I mean, everything's going wrong here, Sock. Every computer's broke. The phone's not working. Skype's not working. What can I say? The porn channel's not even working here. I know, because I went in the other room the other day, and the screen's black.
Oh, man. I heard you speaking about Graciano Roccagiani. I mean, the way he died was awfully odd.
I don't know anything about his death. Tell me about it.
Well, in 2018 in Italy, he was run over by a car while walking, while taking a walk. So, after winning that big lawsuit of money, I mean, it's a shame. The guy never got a chance to really enjoy it, you would think.
But
didn't really, you know, I don't know, odd. A lot of people walk, you know. Very few car accidents like that.
No, I get that. Born December 29, 1963. Died October 1st, 2018. Unless you're really an idiot, it's hard to get hit by a car. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just don't step out in front of it. You know what I'm saying? Notice, the car's coming. It's coming at a decent speed. You say to yourself, what are the chances of that car stopping safely before he gets in? Probably not. So I'm not going to step off the sidewalk. I mean, that's what you do. My father stepped off a sidewalk and got killed by a bus here in San Francisco. So, you know, stuff happens on those corners, no doubt about that. But Roccagiani getting run over by a car, I think that is a little suspicious.
And it's funny. Not funny, but just odd, you know, that it happened that way. Now, most people, I think, they get hit by a car because they're distracted or whatever, or maybe inebriated, like was the case of Pernell Whitaker. He was crossing a highway, I believe. So, very odd.
You know, Pernell Whitaker, the worst-kept secret in the world was his drinking. And his sparring partners used to tell me, I used to talk to all these guys, I won't mention this, but I would talk to all these sparring partners and different fighters and this on the phone back in the days when you had a big long phone bill, when long distance was expensive. And they would tell me, Pernell smelled like booze today. Pernell smelled like booze today. So he was always drinking. I mean, he always had a drinking problem. Then there was a time when his girlfriend had to call the local police because he was freaking out on cocaine on the bathroom floor. So he's had his issues as far as substance abuse was concerned. The highest I ever saw him And I mean, I saw him high. It was at the Meldrick Taylor post-fight press conference with Julio Cesar Chavez. Taylor had been taken to the hospital, and Pernell was sitting there. And Pernell was seated, but yet his head was on the ceiling. Imagine that. That's how high he. I mean, that's the highest. But he was always good to me. But you know, the drinking and the alcohol and the cocaine, they had to take back on. They had to affect his ability in the ring. Had to.
An amazing talent. I mean, he had said that he was using coke in the Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, going way back. You know, in the early 80s.
So. Camacho was using coke in the Golden Gloves.
I'm not shocked. You know, it's. Wow, you talk about amazing athletes. Now, and how much do you think that probably helped, you know, in terms of getting up? Like Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, the greatest football player maybe of all time. And, you know, his era was that era of the 80s, and his best years was when he was high. So.
Besides the side effects of cocaine, one of the worst things about cocaine is it's extremely addictive, and the high only lasts about 20 minutes. So every 20 to 40 minutes, you're looking for a snort, much like that current vice president of Top Rank down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Maybe he's a president now, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is I watched Todd DeBuff snort 42 times during one round. That's 3 minutes. 42 times during one round during an Eric Morales fight. Of course, that was back in the days when I suspected him of using Colombian dust.
And no history of allergies, maybe?
Oh, maybe. You know, his allergist was not ringside, though.
No high pollen count that day in Vegas?
No, when you lean down and pinch your nose 40 times, you know, when you're pinching your nose, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're doing, yeah, so anyway, bottom line is, listen, a lot of guys had coke problems back in the 80s and 90s, this and that. If they're still doing coke nowadays, they're crazy because the cocaine is, the base is benzene. It's a cancer-causing product. It's not ether like it used to be. It's benzene, and benzene is a cancer-causing product. In fact, I was in a bathroom with a guy about 2 or 3 months ago at a comedy club, and he was snorting cocaine. Now, I didn't put him down for snorting cocaine, coke, but what I said to him, Sock, was, hey, smell like gasoline a little bit? Get a little gas smell? He goes, yeah! And I'm saying to myself, you idiot, that's the carcinogenic from the benzene. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to ruin his high.
What was the fight that you were at with Red Fox? And you caught him, it looked like he had some powdered donuts.
No. We've got a picture of him. There's a picture somewhere.
Oh.
It was the Mike Tyson when he won the title against Trevor Burbick in November of 78, whatever date year that was. And it was pretty amazing because Red was going into the Las Vegas Hill. I said, Red, take a picture with my buddy Lenny. He said, okay. So I took a picture, and there was two lines of cocaine coming directly out of his nostrils, and there was two lines of cocaine on his black shirt in front of him. So not only the shirt, the nose, bottom line is he went into there. And his attorney is my attorney. I still have his attorney when he died was Mark Risman. Mark Risman is still my attorney. Please, I don't ever want to have to use an attorney again. But the bottom line is he is my attorney. We both had the same attorney.
Small world, wow.
It is a small world. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I get things going after the break. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Wow. September 7th, Bobby Chacon. I'll do a Bobby Chacon story when I get back.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Bobby Chacon, WBC featherweight champion, WBC, I take that back, WBA featherweight champion, WBC super featherweight champion. Of course, I'll take you back to 1982. He's in Sacramento, California, working with, as his manager, Sid Tenner. He was the front for promoter Don Chargan. That was his house manager. Of course, and Don Chargan and Lorraine Chargan were promoting Bobby Chacon. Now, Chacon's about to fight a guy by the name of Arturo Leon. In the meantime, his wife just committed suicide. I kid you not. So he beats Leon. He ends up going 10 rounds with Leon. Leon was like 28 and 24. Never should have went 10 rounds, but the bottom line is he went 10 rounds. So Chacon, his next fight, after his wife committed suicide, took on Rafael Bazooka Limon. And, of course, that was December 11th, 1982. I just won my first Golden Glove title. In fact, Don Chargan invited me to sit up there ringside. I had no idea why I got this call on the phone from promoter Don Chargan after I won the Golden Gloves, because it's because I smoked Keith Rucker, and Keith Rucker was supposed to smoke me. Okay, so that wasn't supposed to go down the way it went down. And, of course, Rucker never fought again. He had broken cheekbones, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is Chargan and these guys sent all these spies down to take a look at me. Now, back to Bobby Chacon. Bobby Chacon, of course, was managed by Sid Tenner, as I said, and Sid got Bobby a massage one day. So, you know, I mean, Bobby says, I need a massage. So, okay, so Sid goes in the Yellow Pages or the Sacramento Bee, which was the newspaper at that point in time, the want ads in the newspapers, and he ends up finding a massage guy. So the massage guy comes out, and he's talking with Bobby and this and that. So they go into a room at the Radisson Hotel, which was the base for boxing in Sacramento, California, for a long time. Anyway, they go into the Radisson Hotel, and Bobby gets nude with a towel around his butt and then lays down on the thing. The guy rubs oil on him, this and that. So Bobby falls asleep. So the moral of the story is, don't fall asleep when you're getting a massage, because you know what happened? Bobby woke up, and the guy was nude on top of him, penetrating him with his instrument. So the bottom line is, what I'm trying to tell you is, never fall asleep during a massage, especially with a male. Straight up, let's go back to boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, what can I tell you? That's a little weird, huh?
That's some segue into
me. Hey, and here's what's up. Bobby was flipping out. I told Sid, hey, I'll never let you get me a massage. Sid was a wonderful guy. He was the heart and soul of Don Chargan Promotions. I mean, Don and Lorraine Chargan were both barracudas. And I mean, Lorraine Chargan, they called her Dragon Lady. That's no understatement, okay? But they were both barracudas. And Sid Tenner was the money guy. He was the biggest bookmaker in Sacramento. He was a bookie. In fact, I was watching TV one night, and there's Uncle Sid being led off to jail. So, you know, that's the way it was. It was back in the days of bookmaking when, you know, bookies took horse race bets and the line and that kind of stuff, the NFL line, but those days I think are gone. It's all been taken over by corporate. Anyway, bottom line is, enough of that. Berlanga, Edgar Berlanga. Why do I want him to pull off the upset of the century?
Well, it'll certainly give us something to talk about other than Canelo ducking Benavidez. Look, I think look, this is boxing. Anything can happen. You know, he's been training hard. I happen to personally be friends with his trainer, Mark Ferrate. You know, I think that he has to fight the perfect fight, and Canelo really has to get old overnight just for him to be competitive. You know, just Edgar makes too many flaws, and I don't think it's something, the flaws that can be fixed in training camp.
Yeah, but guess what? None of those flaws matter if you go out there and you're first.
That's true. Well, that's what he's going to have to do. Canelo is a slow starter, you know, and I think he's going to have to impose his youth. You know, he's going to have to make Canelo fight at a pace that he's uncomfortable. You know, but that's Canelo's kind of strength. He's a great counterpuncher. But if he's disciplined and he sticks that jab, and he's going to outweigh Canelo that night. You know, he's naturally bigger. He's going to have to fight the perfect fight. And the stars going to have to be lined up the right way, the moon. You know, Grandma Berlanga is going to have to do a couple of extra rosaries. Like, it's going to have to be perfect.
No, just the Puerto Ricans believe in that black magic.
Well, it's just like Manny Pacquiao's mom. I mean, she needs, you know...
Manny Pacquiao's mom used to bring a chicken head to the fights or something, or what?
Yeah. You remember, I think it was a Tim Bradley fight. She was, you know, she was synced in, you know, with that ring. So whatever Edgar, you know, whatever it takes, you know, okay. Edgar's going to have to beat
Little boxing history. September 7, 1996, Bruce Sullivan is annihilated in the blink of an eye by Mike Tyson, a comebacking Mike Tyson. Of course, Mike Tyson, after going to jail for the alleged rape of Desiree Washington, take that back, he was convicted of it. But when I looked at the court transcripts, the fact that Ms. Washington had went into the bathroom, the ladies the bathroom here in that hotel room, had taken off her panty shield because she was on her menstrual cycle. She'd taken off her panty shield, left it on the sink board, and went back out with a salivating Mike Tyson. To me, that indicates she wanted to have sex. Okay, but, of course, Tyson's lawyer never brought that up, and Tyson spent like 2.5 years in jail. Of course, Mike said it was the best 2.5 years of his life, but I don't think he was telling the truth there. Me, no way. But bottom line is, of course, Seldon and Tyson that day, that was the day that Tupac Shakur was killed. And he was with Suge Knight. I told you Suge Knight used to call me on the phone. I wouldn't answer the phone.
Really? Did he want to sign you to it?
No. He was in boxing. He had Zab Judah. He had Zab Judah, and he saw me running my game down there at the MGM Grand, and he said to me, I said, this is the dude. This is the guy that I need to talk to, blah, blah, blah. This was back when I was a guy. And he says, hey, I want you to call me. He says, anyway, I never called him, so he called me 3 different times. Hey, Pedro, this is Suge. Call Suge. Anyway, I never wanted to call Suge Knight because I heard what he did to that white rapper that with Vanilla Ice or whatever. He wouldn't sign a contract with him, so he held him by his foot outside of a window, like 20 stories above the ground. I don't think I wanted to go there. I didn't want to be around Suge Knight. Plus, Suge Knight was bad luck. I mean, Suge Knight got Tupac. He got Tupac killed, and Suge Knight, of course, ran. Did you see? I'm off subject. Did you see why Suge Knight went to jail? You see why he went for running over that guy with a truck?
Yes.
He ran over the guy with his truck, and then he backed over him.
Yeah, he did. It was not by accident. It wasn't like, supposedly he was afraid, right? That was what his whole plea was, that he was escaping the scene. But if you're escaping the scene, you don't hit reverse, right?
Well, I was scared. There's not too many people I'm scared of. I didn't want to get around John Gotti in the fights in New York City. When we went to the fights and Gotti was there, I tried to stay as far away from him as I could, because if any gunshots are going to be going, they're probably not going to hit Gotti. You're probably going to hit somebody else in the crowd. But the bottom line is, you try to avoid this. Try to avoid these people, man. Of course, Suge Knight is a guy that I think that he was there when Tupac got killed, and you know who I think killed them all. You know who I think is about the one guy that's still alive. Who is that? Sean Combs.
Did he?
I think Sean Combs did it all. I think Sean Combs, the most evil man that's ever been, one of the most evil men that's ever been on the planet.
He's certainly up there. And who was the one that benefited the most financially? You know, it was Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, because there's the tapes of Usher, there's the tapes of Meek Mill, whatever. I mean, the bottom line is, we know what it takes. In other words, so it sort of makes me get curious about Devin Haney again. How did Devin Haney get into the P. Diddy parties and have no clothes on, just a pair of trunks?
Those pictures are not... I'm not the kind that you want to share anymore, right?
Are you trying to tell me those pictures are AI?
No. Those are real. And Devin had a nice Kool-Aid smile next to Diddy. So
that's terrible. I can't believe you said that. A nice Kool-Aid smile. Hey, so the undefeated Devin Haney, that's what he is, the undefeated Devin Haney. He announced this week that he's going to come back, and nobody really cares. When I say he only has a fan base of three or four black guys and his father, Bill, am I exaggerating, or am I not giving him the credit he deserves?
Well, Devin Haney, from a certain boxing community, now is going to be a little bit of a martyr. They're going to spin that he was done wrong by Ryan Garcia, that he got beat by a guy that was all juiced up, a guy that didn't make the weight, yada, yada. So he's going to get a lot of sympathy love, you know. Now, at the end of the day, he's going to have to show and prove in the ring, and we're going to see how much damage that beating he took from Ryan. He did go to the distance, I give him the credit. But his ego is shattered. He's being trolled by guys at fairs, and he throws a shot at a civilian, and he doesn't even make the guy budge. So Devin's psyche is going to be very interesting when he gets back in the ring.
Let me explain something to you. If you're going to take a shot on somebody, hear what I'm saying? You got to make sure it's good. Like I did that taco guy in the restaurant about a year and a half ago here in the city by the bay. I mean, I timed him perfectly. Bam! It was lights out. And then when I got him down, I slapped him and said, "This is what I do to bees." Right in front of his daughter. He wouldn't put on a mask. It was during the epidemic. Hey, have you got a few more minutes with me?
Of course.
All right, we'll stick around with Socrates Palmer. This is not the most orchestrated show in the history of radio, without a doubt.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
According to a 2004 ESPN report, the WBC said it was a typographical error to sanction Graciano Roccagini and Michael Nunn for the 175-pound belt. The United States judge said he wasn't buying that. And the bottom line is, of course, it was a $31 million judgment for Roccagini. Of course, Roccagini, we talked about him being killed, getting run over by a car. But evidently, he settled. Had he not settled, the WBC would have been out of business, and they would have had to declare bankruptcy. The bottom line is, they're alive because Roccagini gave them a pass. I guess that's the way it is, because if he wanted all the money, the bottom line is they would have had to close shop.
Wow. And history would definitely be a lot different than it is today.
You know, it is. And, you know, I mean, when the WBC channel canceled Tommy D and I because of the fact that Tommy D questioned the fact that he thought the judges in the Robinson-Canseco Oshaki-Foster fight, he thought there was some crooked judging there. He was there. He scored the fight 11-1. If you can't ask somebody from the Fourth Estate, a reporter who was there, what he thought about the fights and then have to worry about his answer, you got a problem.
I mean, there's no credibility. Do you want journalists to just be an extension of PR people? I mean, you got to call it like it is. That was one of the worst robberies ever, you know, and it was in front of thousands of people and millions at home. It was indefensible how anyone could give more than three rounds to Canseco.
Yeah, it, without a doubt, it was what it was. I want to mention, too, that Burt Reynolds' birthday, he was the 6th of September. I want to mention him as well. Take that back. He died September 6, 2018, the age of 82. Burt Reynolds is a big fight fan. He used to come to the fights. We'd have the fights down there in Mississippi. He always showed up. I spent ringside with him. I was ringside with him one night for about an hour and a half. Cool dude to be around, man. And guess what? When you hang out with Burt Reynolds, the chicks are there.
I'm shocked. You talk about an icon, you know, a guy that epitomized, you know, kind of like the guy that everyone wants to be like and the girls want to be with him. A real good sports fan, former football player.
Without a doubt. In fact, I brought up some of his early work on TV, and he said, "You don't look that old." I said, "I am that old." But the bottom line is, of course, he passed away September 6th at the age of 82 years old. Burt Reynolds, a big fight fan. I might as well get all this stuff out the way. Of course, how can I put this? I am of the opinion right now that boxing has no media, Mauricio Sulaiman and the WBA. I mean, the WBA was trying to sanction Jake Paul for a world championship fight after they heard the WBC was thinking about doing it. So I'm trying to tell you is they're both the world of Bunko and Anarchy. We can call that the WBA. In other words, these sanctioning bodies, they just seem to be, what's positive in them?
I mean, they control narratives, right? You know, people, you know, want to see a belt on TV defended. You know, I know that the Ring magazine for years, and I think ESPN and HBO try to say at one point, forget those sanctioning bodies. You know, let's recognize the Ring magazine because it, you know, it's voted on by writers and the panel, and they give you straight to the point who the best fighter is at such and such weight class.
Yeah, but then Oscar bought Ring Magazine.
Boom. There you go. So it's how credible can they become when they're, you know, owned by a promotion? Basically, people, the eye test will tell you, and people that are fight fans, they know who the best are in the weight classes. Are sanctioned bodies needed? They are to an extent. You know, but it shouldn't be the end-all, be-all. the only thing I could probably think of would be if the TV network is serious, or if we get some sort of league established, which I don't think is going to happen in our lifetime, that would make these world titles legit. But then again, it'll never be a perfect world because not everyone's going to be fighting under those rules, and it's going to limit fighters' options to make money. That's where I think the sanctioned bodies are really best suited, is giving fighters leverage.
Okay, I'm going to give you a break and let you go here. But next week, in fact, I'm going to get you this week. We're going to work on a special show for next week, all right?
Sounds great, brother.
All right, much respect. Hey, so tell me, Sebastian had his first day of school?
He had his first day of pre-K, yes. It was super cool,
How did he react to that?
He was cool going in, right? And then, because I'm hyping him up, selling it on him because it's a new world. I mean, he was in daycare, but this is different. And then, as he's walking to the door, there's about 3 or 4 kids crying.
Yeah.
And then he just looks at me, like, where are you taking me? But the second day was much better, and, he needs that. He needs structure, and he's going to do great.
Good enough, my brother. Have a good week. Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD, of course, the Saturday shot call here on the edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this is like the most unorganized. Everything's wrong. I can't hit the computer. The Twitch is not working. The volume's not working on the computer over here. I mean, nothing is working. So let me just go to some stories here, okay? Check this out. 1985, Boom Boom Mancini fought in Reno, Nevada. He was going to try to recapture the WBA lightweight crown. He had lost to Livingstone Bramble. Of course, he lost, I think, 6 or 7 months earlier. Anyway, Bramble pitches a bit of a shutout. Let's not even talk about the fight. But the bottom line is we couldn't get to Reno, Nevada. Lenny Albert and I wanted to get to Reno, Nevada. In fact, the airlines were, really high as far as getting an airline ticket was concerned. And you couldn't get an airline ticket in a hotel room, couldn't get the combination. So somehow, somebody turned me on to a tour. They said, look, if you go with this tourist place, you go down here to Chinatown, keyword there, Chinatown, you go down there to Chinatown, and you buy 2 tickets, they'll take you to Reno, they'll give you your hotel, you can go up there and back, and they'll give you a couple rolls of nickels, and you'll end up paying like $20. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I go, we really want to go to the Mancini fight. I got press credentials, the whole 9 yards. So anyway, so we purchased these tours. Lenny Albert and I, former Golden Glove champion, we purchased these tour tickets in Chinatown on Stockton Street. And we show up at like 6 o'clock in the morning on a Friday at Stockton and whatever it was in Chinatown. Okay, so we get on the bus. There's no big thing driving up, no big thing. All of a sudden, we start smelling fish, raw fish. Well, it turns out like the guy, lady in front of me was eating fish. Okay, I could deal with that. Did I tell you about the seating on the bus? The only seats left on the bus, these Chinese people, I hate to say it, but they knew we were marks. The only 2 seats on the bus left were next to the toilet. Okay? Now we're going to Reno. Okay, think about that. This is a long ride. These people are eating raw fish the whole 9 yards. It's not this seating arrangement is not good. It's not conducive to being happy. No way, no how. Okay? Because everybody's using the John. You got there's 70 people, maybe 60 people on this bus. And you're the only, me and Lenny are the only ones that are scared to go in the bathroom, okay? Those people use the bathroom. So anyway, they're eating all these vile, vile dishes the whole 9 yards. So we finally get to Reno. They let us out of the hotel. I say to myself, thank God that was the worst 6 hours I ever spent in my life. So anyway, so we go watch the Mancini fight that night. I think Lenny went to the Mustang Ranch, not me. Anyway, but the bottom line is, they went and watched the fight. Of course, it was the Reno Lawler's Event Center. Of course, Hogan winning a 5th round decision. Okay, of course, Ray Mancini really not in Bramble's league. But the bottom line is, he lost that fight. And, it was a fight in which, how can I put this? It was a fight in which nobody wanted Bramble to win. Just nobody wanted Bramble to win. There's no doubt about it. So we get back on the bus the next morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's Sunday now, 7 a.m. Sunday. We're in Reno, Nevada. Now we get on the bus because we're going home. Daniel, we're going home. Okay, so we get on the bus, all these, they're still eating the raw fish, all kinds of crazy stuff on the bus, so it smells like a barf bag walking through the bus. It just does. That's what the bus smells like, a barf bag, I kid you not. So anyway, you get to the bus, and guess what? The only 2 seats left, again, were the 2 seats next to the toilet. Maybe we should have showed up early, okay, maybe it's my fault for showing up late the whole 9 hours. Anyway, I get on the bus, and we're on our way back, and all of a sudden, I fall asleep on the bus. Well, 15 minutes later, The guy wakes me up. He says, hey, you got to get off the bus. I said, what do you mean I get off the bus? I'm going home. And the guy's telling me a broken Chinese and English, whatever that is. Okay, no, you got to get off the bus. You got to get off the bus. It's part of the tour. You got to get off the bus. So he gave me a roll of nickels. He made me and Lenny get off the bus. We're all groggy, this and that. They did it six times. We went to six different casinos, got six rolls of nickels, I kid you not, and guess where the last casino was? Our casino. In other words, it took us back to the hotel. They took us from 5.5 or 6 hours earlier. Bottom line is, it was the trip to hell up there and back, no doubt about that. So if you ever go to Reno again, don't take the Chinese tour on Stockton Street, please me. It sounds really nice, a beautiful bus, the whole nine yards, but it just wasn't a very good experience for me, no doubt about that. Now, I told you I was supposed to be on Aaron Snow's show this morning. Of course, Aaron Snow being the trainer was in the corner of Mike Tyson when the meltdown took place, of course, over there in Tokyo, Japan. For some reason, the audio wouldn't work. I mean, it wasn't here. I mean, it was at home, and the audio wouldn't work. We tried it on the computer. We tried it on the iPhone. So me and Aaron have a rain check there, but I really wanted to spend some time on the air with Aaron Snow. Aaron is a class guy. He's an ambassador of boxing. He's too much of a nice guy. I don't know how he survived in boxing. He's just too much of a nice guy. I kid you not. He doesn't seem like he's not a cutthroat guy at all. And you would think that only guys that make it in boxing, as far as the top boxing trainers, for the most part, they're cutthroat guys. They have to cut in the guy's throat to get the talent. Of course, the exception to the rule was Eddie Futch. Of course, Eddie Futch is the only man to ever beat Muhammad Ali twice. You think I'm kidding? He was in the corner of Ken Norton when Ken Norton, of course, broke Muhammad Ali's jaw in that first fight, I think it was in 1972, down there in San Diego or L.A. And, of course, he was in Joe Frazier's corner for the first fight, June 8, 1971. Of course, when Ali when Ali lost in his comeback for the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, the third fight, Eddie Futch stopped the fight in the 14th round when he told Joe Frazier, son, you have nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm stopping this fight. And Joe was like, but no, he stopped the fight. Eddie Futch was one of the greatest guys I ever met in the world, as far as the world of at large. I'm not kidding you. I mean, boxing, yeah, he was a great guy, but he was an even greater guy as a human being. I kid you not. Of course, his widow, Eva Futch, is still living in Las Vegas. She's doing well. I saw a picture of her a couple of weeks ago. She still looks good. Eddie was a class guy. Let me tell you a little story about Eddie Futch. He was at Caesar's Palace one time leaving a press conference for a fight. And some guy said something in the press in the parking lot, like, hey, man, give me your money or something like that. So Eddie had to knock him out. Eddie was like 71 years old. 71 years old. Knocked this dude out with a left hook. That's why you don't run. Listen, you never know when you walk up on a boxer. You just don't know. I mean, you know, I can still throw. I think I can still throw. But the bottom line is, I think all fighters still remember that. And remember, when you're fighting a fighter, I hate to tell you like this, we only care about the 30 seconds. We're not worried about anything like that. I'm not looking to go extended time with you or anything like that. I'm looking to get this spit over with right away. So if I can't get it over with 30 seconds, I'm probably not going to get involved. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, it is the Ring Talk phone line. If you want to sneak in one call, you can. I do want to mention I was supposed to be in Vallejo, California this week for a big card with the Average White Band, of course. And the reason why I'm not going is I got into a beef with the promoter, Jeff Traeger. He is a piece of work. And if I ever see Jeff on the street, Jeff, I'm going to tell you what a piece of work you are. Straight up, let's go to an early break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Dysfunctional as hell today.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, we're still here. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Of course, we are sweating it from commercial to commercial. They had a power outage or something like that, but when the power goes out around here, things go crazy, without a doubt. Let's talk about the fact that the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Of course, let's talk about the undisputed 122-pound champion, Nonoa Inoue. Of course, still the champion. Of course, a seven-round knockout winner over TJ Dolan this past Tuesday night. Of course, that was on like at 5:30. Take that back. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. They announced it at 5 o'clock in the morning. I woke up at 5 o'clock. I fell asleep like about 6:15 or 6:30. Come on, man. Give me a time they're going to walk into the ring. Not when the fight starts, but when the fight starts. So it didn't go down that way, but Inoue is still the best fighter pound for pound in the world, no doubt about that. 16 seconds of the seventh round, still undefeated. Of course, talking about him maybe moving up in weight, but he has a fight, looks like, in December. Looks like it'll be Christmas Day in Japan and Tokyo. That's going to be announced in the next couple of weeks. So we wish him, listen, this guy is the real deal. People say to me, you know, he doesn't fight in the United States, but, you know, so what? He's fighting over there. He's doing well. I think if he does come to the United States, I think he can be somewhat of a star, but it would help him do learn a little bit of English. That was Roberto Duran's downfall, the fact that he wouldn't speak any English. Even though he could, he wouldn't speak English. So I guess Roberto didn't want to speak English more like, much like I didn't want to. Remember that? I was doing that autograph signing session down there in Las Vegas at the La Taqueria, Mike Harris' place down there in Las Vegas, signing autographs for the Chavez-Camacho fight, signing fight posters and photographs. So anyway, I'm signing these photographs, and this girl walks up to me. She says, "Where are you from?" in Spanish. I said, "Soy Maricón." I want to say I'm American. That's what I want to say, American. But I said maricón. Well, maricón means gay guy in Spanish, okay? And she said to me, Are you sure? And I said, "Yeah, I'm sure, seguro. I'm sure. So she's laughing. She goes, "So where are you from? Get this, you guys." I tell her, "I'm from San Francisco." So this seals the deal, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no action here. There's a whole line. There's a room full of women here, mainly chicks. Okay, beautiful Latin women. And the bottom line is, the word gets out that I'm gay and it's all over. I mean, it's just all over. I kid you not. They were pitying me, they had pity for me. I kid you not. And then how do you clean that up? You don't come back to them and say, "Look, I'm really straight. The Mary Cone thing is because I don't speak Spanish well. You know, I took it in high school and college. I passed every year. But for some reason, I have no confidence in what I'm saying. And I said I was a queer here on the air." I mean, I didn't mean to say that. I really didn't mean to say that. But the cat was out of the bag. And it was an embarrassing evening, no doubt about that. Of course, Chavez will go on to destroy Camacho the next day there at the MGM Grand. I think it was a Thomas and Mack Center down there at the MGM Grand, of course. I got to give the MGM Grand Pops. They're still going. Of course, their big fight started back in the 90s, and they're still rocking and rolling now. Of course, the big fight that we talked about a little bit earlier, 9-6. Of course, that was 9-6, talking about the day of the Tyson fight. Wow, 9-6, 1996. Of course, Mike Tyson knocking out Bruce Seldon, Tupac Shakur getting killed that day. I still think that Suge Knight was behind. Suge Knight, listen, Suge Knight and P. Diddy are the two most worst human beings I think I've ever read about that are not in boxing. I kid you not. So, I mean, I kid you not. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Has it been off the wall? Has it been dysfunctional? Yeah, but I thank you for, and I pity you for staying with me as long as you have. Until tomorrow, I promise to clean this up. Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until then, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Thank you, Frank!